Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa is shifting to cheaper motor vehicles. Indian carmaker Mahindra is boosting capacity by 2/3 at its assembly plant near Durban. This as demand surges in this country for budget transport. Says Rajesh Gupta, CEO of the local unit, Mahindra will boost capacity to 1,500 vehicles a month from 900. Mahindra makes the pickup Bucky here, says Gupta. It's also considering assembling other models. Sales of traditional luxury brands here have plummeted. According to Bloomberg, Audi, BMW, Mini and Mercedes-Benz have fallen 68% over the last 10 years. Hardest hit, Mercedes-Benz, down 82% across the same period to just over 5,000 units a year. Unemployment in the country as a whole is up to 33.2% in the second quarter of the year. Nelson Mandela Bay has suffered the most severe employment collapse in the Eastern Cape, shedding an estimated 42,000 jobs in just 3 months. And a large chunk of those jobs, both locally and nationally, are in the community and social services sector, hard hit by Donald Trump's decision to cancel the U.S. aid program. We're not yet feeling the effect of his 30% tariffs on exports to the U.S. On that subject, government has confirmed the country has a new trade offer on the table to try and lower those tariffs. Trade, Industry and Competitions Parks Tau at Agriculture's John Steenhuisen gave few details, except to mention a key concession on poultry imports, but say restrictions on pork would remain in place to protect the country from disease. They also confirmed there'd be no changes to exemptions from BEE laws for American companies, nor to the country's expropriation laws. On a positive note, Steenhuisen reported that duty-free access has been secured for the export to China of 5 types of fruit, and Tau also outlined a 5-year plan to allow exporters to jointly shoulder shipment costs, intelligence, and infrastructure in a bid to keep goods competitive. On the markets, gold and platinum shares have again led the JSE to another record high. At the close last evening, the all share up 0.6% to 101,271. The top 40 up very slightly less, 93,808. Key gainers, Sibanye-Stillwater, AngloGold Ashanti, Goldfields. The market overall is up 20.8% year to date. London's FTSE up 0.2%, but in New York, record highs again for the S&P 500, up 1.1%, the NASDAQ up 1.4%. The Dow is up 1.1%, but no record. Tokyo this morning up 1.4%, Hong Kong up 1.8%, Sydney down 0.5%. The US dollar easier at 1.17 to the euro, the rand at 17.57 to the dollar, 20.53 to the euro, 23.73 to sterling. Gold at 3,350, platinum 1,338, Bitcoin just over 119,450, Brent crude oil just over $66 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.